Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were talking about people who don't believe you should tell people that they are sinners. Well, let's start right there today. But I've had people tell me, well, Mark 10 doesn't mention it, and I believe that Mark 10 is right, but those others are just the thoughts. Matthew and the other passages are just the thoughts of those men. Well, my friend, that says you reject that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that's God-breathed. You reject that, so you're saying, okay, the book of Matthew and these other books have error in them. My friend, that borders on blasphemy. And when you go to a Christian college or you go to some kind of religious meeting and they teach that, understand they're teaching you heresy. They're teaching you against God's word, and they're taking away from the authority of God's word. Now, friend, trust God. Whenever there's a difference between the word of God and the words of men, God is always right, and men will always be wrong. Trust God. Now, there are people who say, well, you don't, you know, take it easy. Don't tell them that they're sinners. Don't use things such as sin. One preacher used to go through the Ten Commandments and just simply ask people, have you ever told a lie? Well, yeah. Thou shalt not lie. Have you ever had a lustful thought? Well, thou shalt not commit adultery. He that looketh on a woman to lust after her in his heart hath committed adultery already. So, you know, he's saying, you know, how many commandments do you break before you're a sinner? You know, if you've told a lie, how many times have you got to lie to be a liar? Okay. We go on through talking about those things, and by the Bible, show a person they're a sinner. But a lot of this today says, no, you can't do that. They're selling demographics are selling marketing, but what they're not doing is bringing people to conversion to Jesus Christ, to repentance and faith in Him. And that is the big problem. That's one of the biggest sins of the day in which we live. So, we have a holy God, and they need to come to that holy God in repentance and faith. So, He is the one to whom man is to be reconciled. Reconciled to God. God is holy. And He commanded us, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. The standard to which we're to be reconciled is the holiness of God. Now, again, if you look at verse 29 of this chapter that we're in, 1 John chapter 2, it says, if you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. Okay, so the person does righteousness, he is what? He is born of Him. He is born of God. You know, that is one of the signs that a person is saved, that he seeks unto righteousness. Now, does that mean he's in sinless perfection? No, we saw that in 1 John 1, verse 7, verse 9. No, we're to confess our sins. He said, if we say we have no sin, we lie and we deceive ourselves in those verses. So we know we sin on a daily basis, but it's a heart that still wants to seek unto righteousness. Now, if you know that He is righteous, then you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. That's not really hard to figure out, is it? Now, we look again at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 shows that God reconciles all things to what? To himself. He does that through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we are reconciled to God. By the blood of Jesus Christ is the only way you and I can be reconciled to God, is through the blood of Jesus Christ. But when we do come to him through Christ, then we are committed to him. Now, this commitment is just like a marriage, okay? So we are committed to him. We've entered into a personal relationship with the Lord. And that's the word reconciliation. As ambassadors of God, is the first responsibility that you and I, if we're saved, that we have, is to seek to reconcile the world to Christ. We're to witness the gospel. We're to call them to repent and believe the gospel. Now, Jesus went through the various areas of Israel preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He went preaching everywhere to repent. Paul, we find in Acts chapter 20, verse 21, preached repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's our first call. Secondly, he tells Christians in verse 20 of 2 Corinthians 5 that in Christ's stead, we are beseeching you to be reconciled to God. Now, why is it in Christ's stead? Because Christ is no longer on earth. He's up in heaven. He intercedes. He's preparing a place for us. But the human body of Christ is not here. And so he's speaking to others through us today. We are his ambassadors. Oh, what a high and holy calling. Everyone, if you're saved, you're a priest of God. You're a saint. And you're called to be an ambassador. Don't fail any of those high and holy callings. Now, if you're reconciled unto God as a Christian, then you are being reconciled unto holiness and from worldliness, which 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through chapter 7, verse 1, will verify in its context. Now, why would you separate? Why would you do this? Because it is a New Testament command. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 through chapter 7, verse 1 is a New Testament command. But why? Why? Why be holy? Because Jesus was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's why. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53 through 58, we read this. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. Now, you can be saved, but you're still incorruptible flesh. And you'll be just like the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 7, just like I am. The good that I would do, I end up not doing it. The bad that I wouldn't do, I end up doing it. Oh, wretched man that I am, the apostle said. And boy, we could say that double for ourselves, or at least I can, whether you can or not. But this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Again, I'm not immortal in this body right now, but boy, the body that'll be fashioned like in his glorious body will, and we await for adoption, to wit, when we're caught up to be with the Lord, the rapture. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What a great verse that is. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, I've told you this on this broadcast before, so let me just repeat it. Put them in remembrance. You're not a body with a soul and a spirit. Instead, you're a spirit soul that possesses a body. At the rapture, you're going to put off this body of flesh. You're going to put off this old body and this old nature. And he's going to give you a body fashioned like into his glorious body. And it will also be a sanctified body that no longer will be even capable of sin. Right now, we're saved from the power of sin. We're saved from the penalty of sin. But in that day, we're even going to be saved at the rapture from the presence of sin. What a day that will be when my Savior I shall see. When I look upon his face, and oh, I can see the wonders of that great, amazing grace. Oh, I hope that you're looking for that day as well. And I hope that you are. So it's very important that we're not only reconciled to God in salvation, but we're also reconciled to him in our commitment to Jesus Christ as Christians, evermore growing in the holiness, the sanctification of Jesus Christ. Now, these verses then look ahead to eternity. Do you remember in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, we read earlier, the strength of sin is the law. The law shows that we're sinners, and that's sin's strength. It proves that we're sinners. And so the law proved that. It proved it beyond any shadow of a doubt with each and every one of us that, yes, we are sinners. And so, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is law. That's why we have a physical death. That's why we were born spiritually dead. We just don't want that second death where we die without Christ and we're forever in the lake of fire. And so, we see that we are risen with Christ. Now that you're risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Just like when you get married. Now you're not going to see all those old girlfriends or all those old boyfriends that you used to have. Now, your heart, your affection is for that one to whom you're married. And when that marriage produces children, then your affection also goes with those children, and it's yours together. When we received Christ as our Savior, we became one with him. Now, as one with him, let's go out and bring others to him that may abide as fruit to our account and grow in him. So he says, set your affection on things above, not on things in the earth. And what a difference that is. The things above are holy. I've heard people say, don't be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will